We're going to start our program tonight with a recitation of the Word of Allah, the Holy Quran. Let us invite Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom for tonight's recitation with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
Exalt the name of your Lord, the Most High. When we're reciting the Quran, and we're reciting Surah 87, that's Surah A'la for anybody who wants to follow along with us. Whenever we are reciting the Quran, especially for these surahs towards the end of the Quran, realize that Allah Himself is speaking directly to us. He's speaking into our hearts. And look what He's saying. Exalt the name of your Lord, the Most High, who created and proportioned.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى.
Who is the Most High? He's the one who created and then He proportioned. He made you the way that you are. And He is the one who destined. He destined all of creation. And then He guided all of creation. This is one of the central themes of the Quran. We see this theme repeated through the tongues of the prophets, like Prophet Musa and Ibrahim, alayhim as-salam, where they say that the one who created me is going to guide me. Subhanallah, if we recognize that the same entity, the same phenomenon, the same thing which created us is also our guide, how much of a difference would that make in our lives? Then he says, it is He who brings out the pasture. Look at the grass, look at the fields, look at how they are brought out from the earth. And then He makes it into a black stubble. In the winter you see it all disappear. Then He says, we will make you recite. Allah speaking to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, but He's also speaking to all of us through the Prophet. He's saying, we will make you recite. And you will not forget, except what Allah wills. Indeed, He knows what is declared and what is hidden.
وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى.
And we will ease you towards ease.
فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى.
So remind them. Surely the reminder benefits. Often we ask the question, what's the point of me talking? What's the point of me delivering speeches? What's the point of me writing articles, writing books, delivering the message to people? Nobody's listening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is telling you now, remind them. Sometimes you get into debates with your family members and you talk to them, but then you think to yourself, what's the point? They're not listening anymore. There's no point. Allah is saying, remind them. Why?
سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى.
He who fears Allah will be reminded.
وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى.
But the wretched one will avoid it. Now I'm going to recite the English for the rest of the surah, and then we're going to just recite the Arabic, and we'll leave it at that. It says, some people who you remind, they're going to hear the message, they're going to accept it. Others will reject it. Your duty is just to remind. He who will enter and burn in the greatest fire is the one who won't listen. They won't die in it, nor will they be alive in it. He has certainly succeeded, the one who purifies himself and mentions the name of his Lord and prays. But you prefer the worldly life, the life of this dunya, while the hereafter is better and more enduring. Indeed, this is in the former scriptures. All the old books, the Bible, the Gospels, the Torah, it's all been written there. The scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. So with that meaning in our minds now, we're going to recite the Arabic.
الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي صحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى صدق الله العلي العظيم.